lesson, but I think it needs to be told. Now, this is a story about a company by the name of New Coal, N-U Coal. It was a mining business, and it was backed by many Americans and local investors too, family investors. In 2010, New Coal was trading on the ASX at 65 cents a share, and it was buying up at coal exploration licenses and trying to get them to the point where they were producing and exporting coal. Now, New Coal had just bought a license in the Hunter Valley, and this was called the Doyle's Creek Mining Company. It was a mining company, and they bought that for almost $100 million and then spent $40-odd million on starting the exploration process on that site in the Hunter Valley. Now, this was until ICAC intervened. Now, the man in charge of Doyle's Creek was John Maitland, and he was accused of by ICAC of securing the license as part of a corrupt arrangement with the former Labor Mining Minister, Ian MacDonald. Now, Maitland has since been acquitted by the Supreme Court, and that was after ICAC found him corrupt. It took a decade, but he acquitted him, the Supreme Court acquitted John Maitland. He's in the clear in the eyes of the law, but it turns out that after the ICAC hearing, Barry O'Farrell cancelled the mining licence when he was Premier. And that mining licence was owned by New Coal and its shareholders, and it was their main asset. So as a result of Barry O'Farrell's decision to take the word of the ICAC and seize an asset that New Coal owned, well, the shares went from 65 cents in 2010, and today they're trading at less than 1 cent a share. It's been a disaster, and many families have lost thousands, if not millions of dollars. And all of it was based on an ICAC report and an allegation of a corrupt deal that New Coal had absolutely nothing to do with. They were just the poor suckers who bought the mining license in good faith. Now, the Supreme Court has found that the misconduct associated with the issuing of the license, well, it occurred within the New South Wales government when Labor was in power, had nothing to do with New Coal, and it was not involved with John Maitland's company either. So how is it fair that a company buys a mining company lawfully and then has that company's main asset seized by the government with zero compensation? Zero. Now, shareholders are owed more than $400 million as a result of that decision by the New South Wales government to seize the asset, yet there is not a cent forthcoming. And that is regardless of the judgments of the Supreme Court of New South Wales. Now, I've reached out to the Attorney General, Mark Speakman, with some questions as to whether or not the New South Wales government, a week from going into caretaker mode, is looking at compensation for these poor people, shareholders who invested in a company in good faith, and a company who bought a mining company in good faith, only to have the main asset seized by the New South Wales government as a result of an ICAC investigation that they had nothing to do with. Now, I'm told the Attorney General was looking at it, but they've not responded to any of my queries. And Dominic Perrottet, though, well, I'm told he's extremely well-versed on the issue because he told two directors of New Coal in a meeting in December of 2019 that he wanted the matter resolved by mid-2020. Well, it's almost March 2023, and now he has a Supreme Court judgment that backs in the case for compensation. We can't live in a society where governments can seize assets from law-abiding people and just leave them to their own devices. No compensation. ICAC's allegations of corruption have not met the test in the Supreme Court, and it was a government minister who has been found to have engaged in misconduct, Ian MacDonald. Not the poor families who invested in good faith in a company who bought a mining company in good faith. The Attorney General and the Premier of New South Wales need to have a long, hard think about whether compensation is the fair way to go. At least get back to the negotiating table, because lots of people are owed a lot of money and they're not getting anywhere with this government.